If you enjoy the Muppets and improv TV shows like Whose Line Is It Anyway, there's a theatre show opening in Brisbane that is just for you. I mean, I say theatre show, but it's part of the Anywhere Theatre Festival, which involves productions anywhere but theatres. Brett Hansen is the puppeteer behind the show of Hands. Hi, Brett.
Hello.
How are you doing
nice
today?
Nice to talk. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Well, so we'll get to this new show in a sec, but first, tell us about your love of the Muppets and Muppet-style puppetry. How long have you been a fan?
Oh, I've been a fan since I was very, very little, and I've been watching everything Jim Henson's done ever since, for as long as I remember. So I used to watch Sesame Street and the Muppets and Fraggle Rock, all of the TV shows and movies associated with those from a very young age, and I used to mimic, well, I used to make my own little puppets and mimic what I saw on TV and teach myself how to do that style of puppetry, and eventually grew up and started my own business, and now I do it professionally full-time now. So it's a life of Muppet love.
Brett, if you used to mimic the Muppets while you were watching them, does that mean we can get you to do Kermit for us or Fozzie?
More so the movements. So I would watch how the mouths, the lip sync works, and how they walk, how they move their arms. So I would sort of learn the movements of how they move around. Not so much copy the voices.
How far has your puppet, your Muppet fandom taken you?
So it's taken me all the way to the USA. So a couple of years ago, I actually went to live in New York for a few months and spent that entire time on professional development for my own career. And so part of that was not only performing puppet shows there and visiting all of the exhibits, screenings, various puppetry festivals and events, but actually meeting a whole lot of the puppeteers who work on the Muppets and Sesame Street and doing some advanced formal training with a lot of those performers. So that meant a lot because it just meant I could actually really validate some of my existing skills and sort of learn what I was doing right, but also be given tips from the best in the biz on where I can improve in my style of puppetry. So it was really rewarding. And just a couple of weeks ago, I was over in Wellington, New Zealand, where they had a big event called the Jim Henson Retrospectacle, and all of the puppeteers from Sesame Street, the Muppets and Fraggle Rock came and performed live on stage with their characters. And once again, I got to meet a whole lot of puppeteers from the crew and see them performing, and it was really inspiring. So it's not only am I actually doing what I love and doing the style of puppetry that I love, but I've also been able to watch my heroes performing and meet a lot of them as well and learn from them. So it's been really a really amazing journey.
That's interesting. Well, speaking of heroes, what would you say is your favorite Jim Henson film?
I would say probably the first Muppet movie, the one from 1979, simply called The Muppet Movie. It's the story of how they all met and where it all started. It sort of takes place before they sort of formed The Muppet Show. And, you know, there's a couple of little special guest appearances from Sesame Street characters and all of that. So it's a magical movie all about following your dreams and singing and dancing and making people happy. And I suppose the messages in that film have stuck with me because I literally followed my dreams and, you know, jumped through all the hurdles and, ignored all the naysayers and followed that dream and led to the path of making a lot of people happy in this style of puppetry. So it was a really inspiring movie, and it's most definitely my favorite of all of the Muppet movies.
Jim Henson famously used monitors so his puppeteers could see what their Muppets were doing. Is this what you'll be doing with Show of Hands?
Yes, absolutely. So most live puppetry is performed, you know, and what we do day to day when we perform puppet shows for children is we hide behind the puppet stage and we put our puppets up and we watch our puppets. But with film and television puppetry, to make that puppetry look so good on the Muppets and Sesame Street and so forth, the puppeteers watch themselves on television. So they watch their puppet walk into the frame and make sure the eye focus looks good and the lip sync looks good. And they frame the characters all up really well. They know exactly how everything should look. And that's sort of like they're the director of their own characters because they can see and actually see exactly how it looks. So it's interesting that we're doing that for Show of Hands because we're actually showing the audience what a film and television puppeteer does. so the audience can watch the puppeteers watching ourselves on television, framing our characters up, walking in and performing all the different scenes. But we then project that image up onto a large movie screen so people can watch just the puppets. So it's sort of like you've got two shows in one. And seeing just the puppets on a screen, it's essentially like watching The Muppets or Sesame Street, how the final product looks, because we don't see the puppeteers when we watch those shows. So now the audience, a live audience, gets an opportunity to see both puppeteers at work and just the puppets on screen as it should look on television. So it's an interesting two shows in one setup.
Where are you performing Show of Hands, if not in a theatre?
So, yes, as you mentioned earlier, the Anywhere Theatre Festival is all about theatre being performed anywhere but a theatre. So many producers of all of the different shows are holding their performances in car parks or backyards, beachfronts, cinemas, all sorts of different places. Ours is being held in a fresh produce warehouse in Salisbury called Food Connect. So they've got people working on packing and distributing fruit and vegetables. But for our show, they'll be moving all the fruit crates and pallets out of the way and converting this warehouse space into a little theatre for us. And yes, Food Connect, it's on Textile Crescent in Salisbury. That's in the Salisbury Industrial Estate. That's fairly close to the Maruka side of Salisbury.
Okay, that's interesting. So I've got to ask, improvised puppetry, how will it work?
Well, so there's a lot of improvised theatre works in that you've got performers that come up on stage and they perform a series of games, scenes and songs, and a lot of it's based on audience suggestions. So if you've ever seen Whose Line Is It Anyway,
yep.
The host sort of says, all right, everybody, we need suggestions from the audience of an occupation or a location or things like that. And then they host the scenes, and the actors come out and they say, all right, well, this scene's going to be set in this place. You are two people in the shops, and you're talking about this. And then they set the scene, and the very talented improvisers put together an unscripted scene, and it's just this an art in itself. And I worked with a few improvisational theatre companies in Brisbane playing piano for many years, so I thought, might be fun to incorporate puppets into this. So I've got a lot of the improvisers that I've come to know over the years from performing with them, and I've trained them up in puppetry. And so they're going to be doing what they do best, performing all of the different scenes and games and songs based on audience suggestions, but they're going to be performing into the puppet. So the puppet's going to be doing all of the scenes into the camera, and so the audience can watch the puppets playing out these scenes. And I guess with improvised puppetry improv, there's just a next level of things that the puppets can get away with, things that human actors may not be able to do. So it's somewhat even more quirky and comical with a puppet doing some of these things than it might be if it's a stage of humans standing up doing all of these things.
Does that mean it gets a bit blue, Brett, that it's not a children's show?
It's certainly not a children's show. I think these performers are fairly good at keeping it fairly PG rated, though we do warn that it would probably be more recommended for 15 and over. It's not a children's show for, you know, the 3 or 4 year olds, like what we would normally perform day to day. But even if not for swear words or mature themes, I just think it could just be just a little bit boring. It's not as engaging for preschoolers as our regular shows. It's a little more fun and mature for older audiences. So older audiences can reminisce about the old days of watching The Muppets and Sesame Street and see similar-looking characters running around performing scenes and games around current affairs and politics and characters out of movies and shows, you know, references to things like Game of Thrones or other various pop culture things that little children wouldn't understand. So I think it's more that they'd be a little bit bored and confused rather than horribly offended. But, you know, the odd swear word and mature theme may come out. But yes, we do recommend 15 and over for this particular show.
Well, speaking of blue, someone who's always blue is Trog.
Hey,
is he there?
See what
and
you did there.
Can we meet your star performer?
Well, yes, so Trog the Blue Monster, yes, he is, that's of course Trog spelt with three G's, T-R-O-triple-G, the middle G is silent, as Trog likes to say. He's the star character of all of my shows, but he's going to be the MC at Show of Hands. He's going to be asking the audience to suggest all the different, you know, offers for the different games and scenes. And yes, I do have him here. Hey, Trog, tell us a little bit about Show of Hands.
Oh, yes, hello, it's me, Trog. Yes, I'm going to be hosting Show of Hands. It's going to be lots of fun. If you've ever wanted to see a blue monster emceeing a comedy show, this is the show to come to. I'm very delighted to be hosting Show of Hands, yes.
How are you feeling about the show, Trog? Are you feeling a bit nervous?
Oh, well, a little bit. I mean, I'm hoping that lots of people come along to see the show, so I'm nervous that that people come along. I'm also nervous that we put on a good show, but I'm not, at the same time, I'm confident it's going to be a great show because we have been rehearsing. I know it's improvised, but we rehearse how to play all the games and how to play out the scenes so that any suggestion the audience throws at me, I can throw it to them, the cast, and then they will perform the scenes and it'll be lots of fun. So we're also confident that it's going to be a really fun, wild show, yes.
Well, it's good. It's been good speaking to you, Trog. Are you able to put Brett back on the phone?
Sure. I'm sure Brett would appreciate he's on his throat to come back on the phone.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Trog. Yes, Trog, he's here and he's very delighted. So, yes, he's really looking forward to the show. Him and all his puppet friends. There's a whole cast of fluffy and furry characters.
He likes onions, doesn't he, Brett?
He loves onions. Nope. Yeah, it's his favourite food.
Nah, see, now it all just makes sense why you're doing this in a food warehouse.
Yeah.
It just dawned on me.
Well, he's being paid in onions.
Yes.
So then they've got crates full of them. So he's very excited. That's why he chose Food Connect. He just wanted a place that had plenty of onions.
Well, for details about any of the shows in the Anywhere Theatre Festival, including Show of Hands, go to anywhere.is. Thank you for your time, Brett, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.